Live streaming at 991fmtalk.com.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, 99.1.
And 92.3 FM.
66 degrees outside right now. We are outside. How does it feel, Austin, 66?
Oh, it's beautiful right now.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah, yesterday I was caught off guard by the heat, and I felt it wasn't that hot. I mean, it was 87 or something was the high yesterday.
88 yesterday was the high.
Coming from this out of what we've had, I felt like it was 107. I just wasn't used to it. But this is absolutely perfect. One of my colleagues here was just mentioning that this is like about the perfect weather you could have. How nice it feels.
Is.
He's coming from Indiana. He's out here helping us out for this this show. And, you know, so this is about as good as it gets today for being out looking out RVs.
Perfect day to do RVs. We're at Western Skies RV on South Virginia Street across from Winco. And they carry the biggest selection here, over 6 acres, for real. And, you know, I wanted to talk to you because you, well, all you guys and ladies here, you all live the lifestyle. You, and I was telling you, my dad was selling copying machines, and I wish my dad was selling RVs. It's got to be the most fun business I can imagine.
It really is. You know, my dad, who's the owner here, started selling RVs the year I was born, probably because he needed to have a real job now that I was going to be born. I'm his oldest. So growing up, you know, all the time we took these trips as kids and motorhomes, trailers, you name it, like that was typically our vacation. And, you know, you get to see a lot of the country that you just don't get to see if you're in a car or flying over it in a plane. You know, you kind of never know what you're going to find. A lot of times the best parts of the trip are unexpected. You stop somewhere you didn't even know you're going to stop. You end up staying because you like it so much. And so, yeah, it was pretty neat getting to do that growing up, always kind of having access to this. And, you know, something we still do. I take my kids as much as I can still.
It's,
and,
heaven.
You know,
it's
so
heaven for kids.
Oh, they love it.
I mean,
it,
what great memories do you have as a kid when that really developed this passion for the RV lifestyle in you, Austin?
You know, there's kind of a lot, and, like, some of them are, you know, pretty funny, actually.
Yeah.
Not necessarily, like, the experience you think you're going to have, but, you know, there's times where, you know, you look back at the time and maybe it didn't seem like things were going perfect. You know, the trip didn't go exactly as planned. Like, the weather wasn't exactly what you wanted. We took a trip. I guess I was a little older. I was in high school, I think. But we took a trip from Southern California through Las Vegas all the way, ended up into Park City, Utah, where my aunt was living. And we stopped at places along the way. And, you know, we ended up getting quite a bit of snow when we were in Zion and Bryce Canyon. And, like, it wasn't what we expected, but it turned out to be, like, some of the most beautiful environment I've ever seen. If you've never seen Bryce Canyon covered in snow, it's absolutely gorgeous. And at the time we're like, oh, you know, we had hikes planned with this, but we ended up spending more time with the family, finding other things to do, kind of rolling with it. And it ended up being like the highlight of, you know, of one of my trips. We ended up in Park City. They got dumped on in snow, so first time I had ever skied. Now, I don't know, what is that, I'm 42 now, so do the math. I was probably 15 at the time. Now we live here. We're skiing all the time. My daughter is a competitive snowboarder. It's become like a huge part of my life, and, you know, wasn't planning on a snow trip, but it turned out to be one, and we made the best of it. And, you know, there's things like that. There's other times where it's the small things. Like, sometimes it's where you're at, you know, being in a place like Zion and Bryce or Yosemite, they're incredible. You can't beat those experiences. But kind of the thing about now with my own kids, it's not so much where we're at. It's the fact that you get to take them away from the stuff that they're normally doing, their distractions, their iPads, their activities. You know,
my
daughter's
bless.
Doing something all
get
the time.
Get them away from the smartphones and the TV.
You know, when we go camping, like, you know, now internet's become a thing. You know, you can do Starlink anywhere. You can get cell service and have it. But sometimes we tell them we don't have, oh, sorry, there's no reception. It doesn't work. And, you know, then we end up playing card games or board games. Like, taught my daughter to play chess on a camping trip. Now she likes it. You know, there's just things you can kind of make excuses to just spend time a little more old-fashioned, a little more just one-on-one, detach, unplug. And, like, that's probably for me now as a parent the best part is getting to spend that time with them where they're not constantly looking for something else. Can I call my friends? Can I go play video games? You know, when we're in town, a lot of times I'm taking her to her sports, and yeah, I'm with her, but she's off doing something and I'm sitting and watching. It actually gives you that connection time back, and that's my favorite now.
It's adventure. And yep. I realized this when I was older, that happiness doesn't come from stuff and from things. Happiness comes from experiences and travel and memories. And that's what this is all about. And you bring up something that I just realized. This is the escape from the smartphone lifestyle that you can get the kids and the family involved in. It just... it's almost perfection. It really is.
Yeah, the nice thing now about with where the technology is you can kind of choose what you want. If you're somebody that works remote and you're able to do so, you can do it RVing. Like I said, with Starlink or, you know, some of the other cell kind of services, you can be fully connected. You can extend those trips. You can spend more time because you can still get your work done. Or if you're not and you're somebody like me who works, you know, on site with people face to face, when I get to go, I get to not have that. I don't take a Starlink. I don't take, you know, all the extra stuff, and I get to get away. So you can kind of use it nowadays. It's possible to RV how you want to. If you want to be fully connected, you can. If you need to be, so it allows you to get away and spend that time somewhere else, great. But you know, it's also easy to put that aside and get a week or two, a weekend even, you know, whatever it is, and just, you know, sit around a fire, talk to your kids, talk to your partner, your spouse, maybe friends, whoever you're going with, and kind of have a little more one-on-one time without all the distractions of the modern world, and it's really nice.
Tell me about this annual spring RV show and sale. Tell me about the pricing. Tell me about the savings.
Sure. So, you know, generally, historically, we've always done this show off-site, like most recently at the Grand Sierra, but since they're building the arena, our venue is no longer available.
Well, this is better.
So yeah,
because
we decided
you have
to
it
do
all
it,
here,
right? We decided to do it here, which is great because normally we're limited to by how much we can take down there, and we always took a good amount, but we couldn't take everything. When we just do it here, obviously the full inventory is here, so we kind of just put it back in. Everything's going to be open. You can just kind of come and browse if you want to. That's available, but it is also a sale. You know, we're kind of, this is the last big kickoff before the season gets here. It's our last chance to kind of, you know, really put some killer pricing out and some big discounts, get people out on the early side of the camping season. Also before, you know, next year's models start coming out later this year. Unfortunately, everybody knows how the time of things are going. Things just keep getting expensive, well, one over the other. So it's kind of the last chance.
The timing is great for the sale, because if you get one of these awesome units, you can take advantage right now of the entire year.
Yep, and absolutely.
What do you customize these things here? Or?
To an extent, we can. You know, we definitely can. You know, add things that make it more suited for your needs. If you want more solar or something, we can absolutely do that. If you want to add an inverter, you can do that. You know, there's a lot of things that can be done. But quite frankly, like, the manufacturers have it right for 95% of people now. I mean, most RVs are coming pretty much ready to go, unless you have a different use case, something specific. But yeah, we have a full service department. We have a.
I looked in some of them, and I'm thinking, wow, I don't have to add anything to this. I mean, so the pricing. Mm-hmm. All right, sale price is up to 40% off. Which ones are maximum?
To be honest, I'd have to pull the sheet. I didn't bring it with me. We have quite a few that are that. There's probably honestly some that are more. I didn't know you were going to ask me that, so I didn't bring the list of the ones we have. But
how many units total are on the 6 acres? Round number.
About 200. Yeah, give or take a few, but yeah, it's about 200 new and used for sale.
Oh, you put them all on sale.
Everything's on sale, yeah. But I mean, that's total for, you know, everything available for sale. That doesn't count rental units or anything like that. That's here. I mean, that's just.
But it's on the pre-owned.
Pre-owned's on sale. New is on sale.
Pre-owned's on sale.
Yep.
Up to 40% off. All right. Annual spring RV show and sale. How many years have you been doing this?
I've been here now for just over 10 years.
Okay. It's a real big tradition here.
Yep.
Got people checking. How long does it take to look at over 6 acres of RVs?
You know, if you wanted to come and look at literally everything, it would be a long day or maybe two. But we generally try to kind of have things grouped by type. You know, most people will be looking for something in a certain range. You know, maybe it's a certain size, or, you know, they want something drivable versus something towable, or they want a toy hauler, or they want a small kind of overland camper. So we kind of group them in that section so you can kind of narrow your search, and we can help point you in the right direction. And of course, we do have, you know, really knowledgeable salesmen here who, if you're real specific, can help narrow it down and get you into the handful that fit your needs specifically.
You know, what's cool about your sales staff is they're all RV fanatics, and they all take trips on their own and everything like that. So not only do you find the ideal unit, but you also get into a great discussion about trip planning and where to take it.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. We do definitely look for that when we're looking for salespeople and, you know, people that like this. They've done it. They understand it. They enjoy it. It does help. That's one of the things I always say we do well here is kind of help you understand the actual use cases and the differences so we can help you make a good decision of what fits your needs and not just get you into something that looks pretty. We want you to find something that actually fits your needs and will work for you in the long term.
It's all about good times and creating memories as you travel and total comfort and style. And talk about comfort. I think we reached an all-time high with comfort on these units, haven't we? They make them better and better, don't they?
They do. They've really kind of figured out a lot of kind of new, neat innovations that just help the overall experience. You know, whether it's better appliances that are more efficient so they can, you know, cool faster for the fridge or, you know, the air conditionings. A lot of kind of the entertainment stuff like you talked about, you know, now a lot of these are coming with smart TVs. If you do want to go that route and still be able to watch your shows once the kind of night goes to bed, like once the night winds down, you know, bigger water tanks, more off-grid capabilities, you know, lithium batteries are becoming super popular. So you have a lot less power issues. I mean, they're really kind of solving, you know, year over year, a lot of kind of the little things that were maybe annoyances with RVing, you know, things you just kind of had to work around, kind of getting to be where more and more there's less compromise and you just kind of go out and can enjoy it and things work the way they're supposed to.
You're not hard sell here. You're more excited to just promote the RV vacation lifestyle.
Yeah, you know, I came from the sales side. I'm the vice president now is my official title, but I still really kind of oversee the sales department because that's kind of what I've always done. I would say we go with more of a product specialist mindset. We want to tell you as much as we can about the RVs, help you find the right one, explain how the features are going to help you or what you need to have the experience you want. My philosophy when I was a salesman always was if I can explain to you why the product fits what you want, have you like it, and if you like us as the dealership, you're probably going to buy it. You don't need a hard sell to do that.
What you have here sells itself, really.
We are lucky that we have some of the top brands. There's no doubt about that.
And people can come here and daydream about the long road trips exploring the country, but also it's great for taking romantic weekend trips. You can take a tailgating at the local concerts, football games, just weekend exploring, and it's also a cost-efficient vacation.
It is.
I mean, you're not paying anything at BLM land or at a lot of places.
It really, people find, you know, the most common thing I hear from people that are first time buyers and then I talk to them when they come back for some reason, you know, I see them somewhere, you know, I live here locally, so I run into customers all the time and ask them how it's going, but they are surprised at the amount of opportunities they find to use it. You know, typically people come in thinking about a handful of trips a year that they're planning, whether it's spring break, Memorial Day, Labor Day, 4th of July, you know, kind of the big kind of normal you'd think of trips. But you find other reasons once you get it, once you kind of have your stuff ready to go and it becomes easy. It's not such a big deal to just hook up and go somewhere for a long weekend, you know, something's going on. But yeah, like you said, you know, one of the things I remember using RVs most from growing up is I played travel hockey. I was on a travel hockey team and we started taking the RV for these weekend tournaments and things I had to play in, as opposed to having to try to lug all my gear in and out of hotel rooms. We could stay right basically at the rink a lot of the time and it made it super convenient. So we get a lot of people doing that, you know, with soccer or travel baseball or whatever it is.
Once you have one of these, then you realize what's out there and how many events there are. And yep. I can't, it's true. We have over 200 lakes within 200 miles of Reno. We're less than 200 miles from Yosemite and also the Black Rock Desert and Tahoe. I mean, this is made for an RV.
We really do live in kind of one of the golden areas for RVing. It's one of the places where taking advantage of it is very easy. Yep. And that's why it's so popular here, I'd say.
I admire you because you sell fun, and you don't even try to sell. I mean, I keep trying to bring up the prices to you and the sale up to 40% off. You'd rather talk about the lifestyle.
Yeah, and that's
so it's great savings here, but I'll
kind of give a little bit of, you know, about the pricing and things. I mean, we as a dealer, you know, a pitch about us, we try to be very low key about it. We're very upfront about pricing. We don't have a lot of hidden fees and things that, you know, people get scared of. They've heard the horror stories. They thought they were paying this. It turned out they were paying that when it was all said and done. You know, we try to keep it a lot more transparent. We put real sale prices on things. We don't start at the top and go back and forth 10 times once you decide and try to, you know, meet somewhere in the middle. We try to put a real price on that's competitive. And again, you know, everything's kind of upfront. You know exactly what you're paying and what you're doing. So try to make, like, we made a joke saying here a long time ago, like, we're selling camping. Camping's supposed to be fun. Let's not mess that up now. You know, that's kind of our attitude, is like, start the process now so you can do something that's enjoyable and easygoing and laid back. And most of, you know, I'd say most people appreciate that kind of attitude.
Oh, I bet, Austin. Folks, come out here. Look for Austin Burko, one of the fine people here on the ground at Western Skies RV. We're on South Virginia Street. I'm here till noon. The place is open all day this weekend. Western Skies RV, the huge annual spring RV show and sale, is going on right now at the dealership, South Virginia Street, across from Winco. Thanks, Austin.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
I'm John Potter, live and local, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time. Oh, my God. 1022.
Audience participation suggested. KKFT is Nevada's Fox News FM talk station, 99.1
and 92.3 FM.
We're all excited about the new show we're premiering on Monday. It's the Noon News, totally local. The Noon News with Jerry Evans and Greg Neft. Monday, 12 noon, is the debut of the Noon News with Jerry Evans, Greg Neft. Can't wait to hear it. I'm John Potter, live and local, broadcasting live from the annual spring RV show and sale on location here at Western Skies, on location at the dealership itself. It's the largest RV show and sale in Nevada, bigger than the Las Vegas ones. Let me just throw you some prices here, sale prices. A Cherokee Wolf Pup, 2026, brand new, on sale, $16,981. Units all on sale, posted sale prices up to 40% off. That's one of them. And with me now is Tim Huppenthal. He is with this event is so huge. The manufacturers have come out here, and we talked to a couple already. Tim is with Coachmen. They're like the granddaddies, right?
That's right.
They're big.
Been around for 60 years now. 60 years, yes.
So you're the best then. Everybody has a different opinion. Okay.
Everyone has a different opinion, but, you know, we got a lot of great models here.
Which models do you have right here and now?
So here at Western Skies, they carry the Coachmen Freedom Express line for travel trailers.
Why do you call it Freedom Express?
Freedom Express came about, gives you the freedom to explore. So that's kind of our slogan in the office is Freedom Express gives you the freedom to explore. Get out and really explore the great parts of the country and see a lot of great landscapes and national parks and campgrounds and really spend time with family and, you know, your wife or husband, kids, whoever it may be out there.
All right. So what's on the lot?
So here on the lot, we've got couples coaches, anywhere from 22 and a half feet up to 30 feet. And we also have some motorized units, Class Cs, in our Prism lineup. Great units, well-built units, been around for, you know, 60 years. So Coachmen has a really good name in the industry.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Yes.
I mean, you've been in this biz forever. What are the new models like? What's different about them?
So, yes, we do have a lot of new models out in the field. Right now, where the industry is as a whole, what we're seeing is we're getting really creative. A lot of the manufacturers are getting creative, really trying to release new floor plans that have never been out before, and fit the needs of the customers. And the industry's kind of changed. People are getting in them full time now. You know, you're seeing offices and these really cool Jack and Jill style bunk houses for the families, unique 13 to 15 foot couples coaches for people that don't need anything too big, you know, stuff to tow with, you know, that Jeep Wrangler or, you know, those lighter, you know, lighter weight units for the half ton truck. So getting really creative and seeing a lot of good stuff out there.
Yeah, a lot of advancements in making them light so a regular car can take you where you want to go with your family.
Yes, even Teslas now, you know, that's the big
Teslas,
thing.
Teslas, really?
Yes,
really?
So I've seen
they can pull?
Yes, out in California, that's really big, and even here in Nevada, and you're seeing it in the Midwest a little bit too, but yes, Teslas are the new thing, you know, pulling these little... shouldn't say little, you got some big ones and little ones, but definitely you're seeing a lot of different unique.
All right, you are steeped in the RV lifestyle. Where yes. do you go?
A little bit of everywhere. So I'm back in Indiana, but I really like to get out west. Out west, there's a lot of beautiful places out here. A lot of national parks, the mountains, you know, the Grand Canyons, the rivers, the lakes, and a lot of great places to see out here.
Like, for sure. Can you recommend, what are your favorites? And, you know, it's always tough. People don't usually like to tell what their favorites are. You don't want it to be overcrowded, but you can tell us.
And you hit the nail on the button there. You're right, because a lot of the great places are, you know, the ones off the beaten path you'd never expect, or you're just kind of traveling along the way and you see this beautiful little campground off the beaten path there. The hidden gems are definitely the best, the small mom and pops. But I really, one of my favorite spots is Oregon. So I really love the coast of Oregon. You can find a really,
Open is that for an RV? Can you, plenty of places for you to camp out there?
There is. It's very open out there, along the coast. And it's really unique because you'll notice a lot more people don't necessarily go to campgrounds out there, but they're pulled alongside the road or they're along the beach. And you have a lot more dry camping out there, a lot more people that aren't, you know, at hookup sites, but they're, you know, off the side of the road, or, you know, backed up to a beach, or in the rainforest. And there's just a lot of great different landscapes out there that you can see.
We're going to talk about fun with RVs, okay?
Yes.
And also about the pricing here at Western Skies right now today. Got a break for news. Stick around, Tim. I'm John Potter, live and local. Fox News is next, along with local news with Greg Neft on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 10:30.
The golden age of America begins right now.
It's The Weekend with John Potter.
I wish I lived in the golden age.
99.1 FM and in Lyon County, 92.3 FM News Talk.
I'm here live and local outside in this beautiful weather, South Virginia Street across from Winco. It's Western Skies RV. This is the annual spring RV show and sale on location going on right now. And it's at the dealership. And this is a huge advantage to RV shoppers. You know, I was just told that they charge for some of these RV shows. They charge admission, like at the Reno Sparks Convention Center, to look at RVs. This is all free. And not only that, they have their entire inventory here on location, over 200 to look at, over 6 acres to look at. And to be honest with you, the prices are so much lower here than those shows because Tim is here with me, Tim Huppenthal with Coachmen. All the manufacturer reps are here. So the deal is, I didn't know this, but the RV companies and dealerships have to pay a lot of money to set up in some casino parking lot or to rent the space there or rent the space at the convention center. And there's a lot more costs involved in that.
There is. There's a lot more costs and a lot more logistics involved as well. Mm-hmm. You know, the dealers have to pull all their units from their lot to the convention centers, you know, squeeze them in. It's always a miracle. People wonder at the shows, how'd you get all these units in? You got to play Tetris. But
oh, to pay for the manpower.
And the boot space. And, you know, you're not able to take every unit you can in because, you know, specific units take up more space. So it's really awesome here on the lot because, like you mentioned, you have every unit that they carry in their inventory. They're mm-hmm. able to, you know, work some special deals for the shoppers out there and gives them some wiggle room to, you know, help you guys out and pass some of the savings along, you know, having the ability to do it here on the lot
free
of charge.
Well, to pay for that space, and let's be honest, who pays for that? It's the buyer.
Yes.
So the place to buy an RV is here at a no-cost lot to them, and so they can take these prices that far down. Listen to that.
That's right.
Did you hear me? Anyway, up to 40% off here. Okay, so you rep Coachmen.
Yes.
Listen, the other manufacturer reps are not within earshot. Why is Coachmen the best? I don't want to get any fights going here.
No, absolutely. So every manufacturer does some things different. But Coachman's been around for, 60 years. Your grandmother probably had one back in the day. What we do, we pride ourselves really on our relationships with our dealers and, work really hard to build a great quality product and offer, anything from 13-foot travel trailers all the way up to high-end Class A motorhomes.
What's your top seller?
Our top seller right now is going to be our 192 RBS in the Freedom Express line. And then we have many different lines, though. So that's, you've got probably 20 different lines under Coachmen. So we've got a lot of great brands to choose from, different models, different price points, anywhere from, entry level to high-end luxury Class A's.
At rock bottom prices here today, what are the buyers veering more toward? Toy haulers became all the rage decade or two ago. What are they veer? What do they want now, the RV shopper?
That's a great question. You see a lot of different segments being touched right now with customers, but the big one right now is going to be, under 30 feet. Any travel trailer under the 30-foot mark, and a lot of motorized as well. That's become a lot of popular because you don't have to, get the extra vehicle. You can get up and go, drive around, cruise around the coast, or, parts go from the west to the east. But a lot of great models out there, a lot of, families out shopping, couples shopping. So we've got a lot of great models to choose from and, come check out here at Western Skies.
Customization that Coachmen does. What comes with the RV and what needs to be added? What do you find? What's available inside?
So a lot of times Coachmen's going to give you everything you need to get started.
Okay.
It's going to come with your bathroom, your kitchen area, a refrigerator, sometimes an outdoor kitchen as well, a grill, propane.
Oh, really?
As well.
That comes with that?
Yes, usually it'll come with an outside griddle.
Oh.
A lot of times they'll provide a griddle, or you have a propane hookup so you can bring, a Blackstone or a little Weber grill, get the steaks going, burgers, whatever it may be, and, enjoy that campground and some good food. But now you're seeing a lot of great, customization features to see people living in them full time now. So you're seeing a lot more luxury, items or, dishwashers even in these units or office spaces and, Starlink for people that want to live in them full time.
See, you can live in them. It's possible now because you can get your mail, email. You can watch your TV with a dish, whatever. It's totally possible to do that.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's very popular right now, and it's totally possible. With housing prices, we're seeing a lot more people and rent, a lot more people living in them full time. And it's a lifestyle. It's a fun lifestyle. People want to.
So they're designing them, some of them more for that full time.
Absolutely. And, a lot of features you're seeing like dishwashers and, Starlink prep for internet and a lot of the kid features for bunks, gaming setups and all these cool gaming chairs. A lot of unique features, just being creative because people. The camping experience is kind of changed over the years, but it's a lot of fun and people enjoy it and want to get out on the road and enjoy their time, and don't want to spend time in hotels anymore.
All right. I have to ask you your personal favorite places to take the RV.
One of my favorite is definitely the Grand Canyon.
Grand Canyon.
Can't beat the Grand Canyon. That is one of my personal favorites. A lot of the sights out there, the hiking, the views, can't beat that. One of my second favorites would have to be, I would say, Oregon Coast.
All right, you're the second to say that.
Yes.
Well, that's good. That's not too far from here where it's in the West. And, folks, there's a beautiful country to see and explore.
So many sights to see.
People like my wife, talks about going to Europe. There's more than enough to see here in the USA
to
enjoy. I mean, it's the greatest country in the world, and it offers everything.
And there's a lot out there that you wouldn't even know is out there until you, you know, start exploring. And some of the best spots, like someone mentioned earlier, are the ones that aren't on the map or anything. You can't find, you know, on an app or on Google Maps. You're just driving along, and you see a little path, and you drive up and happen to run into this beautiful campground.
Well, it's all about being with your loved ones, seeing, camping, outdoors, fun. That's what it's all about. And saving money.
That's right.
That goes in along with it, too. Up to 40% off right now, here and now, at Western Skies RV, the annual spring RV show and sale on location on South Virginia Street across from Winco. Tim, awesome to meet you, man.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us.
All you guys just love this business.
It's a fun industry.
Your eyes light up.
It's
a
lot of
smile
fun.
And
you get to sell fun, and you know, you get to see families get out and really enjoy their family time and create, you know, awesome memories at the campsite, hiking, riding bikes, you know, grilling out, cooking hot dogs, fishing, playing games. There's so much to do and enjoy, and you know, it gets kids away from the TV or even families, you know, adults, whatever, whoever it is.
And the iPod. And
get out and enjoy the beautiful weather outside.
All right. Keep speaking the truth, Tim. It was awesome to meet you. Tim Huppenthaw with Coachman is here to show you the great Coachman units here at Western Skies RV. Thanks, Tim.
Thank you, guys.
I'm John Potter, taking a break. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. Oh, I have a lot of local news to talk about. We're going to do that after the 11 o'clock.
Fox News and live FM Talk Radio. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. And live right now with your calls.
The Weekend on News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
Hello. Is this working there right now, Phil? Am I on the air?
Absolutely.
I'm on the air. Okay. So what happened here, Craig? Something overheated?
Overheated, yeah.
Okay.
The iPad overheated and says it needs to cool down.
Oh, you get a microphone and I don't? He told me to use my phone. Okay. I'm John Potter, live and local broadcasting from Western Skies RV. Come by and see me, and I'm here for another hour and 10 minutes. Want to update you on news here, an update on the Save America Act that, of course, as we know, is a Trump priority. Today, the U.S. Senate is holding weekend sessions with the GOP pushing to get the Save America Act passed, and once it passes, it goes to the president's desk. It already passed in the House last month. However, it is, as of today, not expected to pass the Senate. Catherine Cortez Masto and Jackie Rosen are definite no's. As you know, the Save America Act requires proof of citizenship when registering to vote and requires a government-issued ID to cast a ballot in hopes of cutting down on non-citizen voting. Democrats say that's a rare occurrence. So, I mean, even if that's true, why not put up safeguards against that in the future? Actually, what they say is not true, because there are states like Arizona, also Maryland, and let me think, I know D.C., they do allow non-citizens to vote. And possibly more blue states are going to add to that list. Anyway, it's been the heated topic of discussion on the Senate floor since Tuesday as pressure mounts from the president to get it passed ahead of the midterm elections. And he has threatened to not sign any other legislation until the Save America Act is passed first. In Nevada, we also have the constitutional amendment requiring voters to show an ID when they vote in person. That is on our November ballot. Question 7 passed in 2024, and if it passes this November, it will go into effect for elections in the future. Question 7 allows those voting by mail to verify their identity by using the last 4 digits of their driver's license or the last 4 of your Social Security number, either one, and that's it. the other side is making it sound like you got to bring a file full of government documents. No, it's as simple as proving yourself using last four digits. Okay, yesterday's vote in the U.S. Senate marks the fifth time since I think it was February 12th that the Senate has tried to advance the House-passed bill that would fund our Department of Homeland Security through September. The DHS has been shut down since, the 14th, Valentine's Day, because Democrats keep voting the funding down. They are insisting on reforms to immigration enforcement practices to fully reopen the department. So that leaves TSA workers at the airport going without checks here in Reno, too. And at this point, I think it would be a great idea for the Northern Nevada Food Bank to stock these people up at the airport. You know, go to the airport with your truck. And let's help these good folks. I thought they should have done this many other times that they weren't being paid. Some other cities, I think, do it. I think it's a great idea. These workers need to know that we do care. These are people who serve us. They are not just blowing their savings to feed their families, but they're working under the disrespect they're getting from the politicians, which is outrageous to me. Like, how dare you keep their checks away from them because you can't do your duty in D.C.? So I got to mention, 6 o'clock last night, Channel 8, I think they led with the TSA funding issue with this live report from the airport. And, you know, the networks have been really knocking out video of all the hordes of people lined up at the airports, you know, because the TSA workers are, calling out sick. All right, first, quick grammar lesson, all right? ABC and CBS, they keep saying calling out. It is calling in. You call in sick. Call in. Call out is what you do to somebody who, disrespected you or wronged you in some way. I'm calling you out. TSA workers are call in. Anyway, yes, call in. It's not calling out, okay? All right, I'm a stickler. Anyway, okay, so Channel 8 saw all the frightening video of all the long lines at the airports, and they sent the reporter down to our airport, and it was no lines, no lines at all. I don't think Reno's been that affected by this. It doesn't look like the TSA absentee thing is happening here. And this poor reporter, no lines, but she said it was busy at 5. Well, yeah, airports get busy sometimes, but no lines. But, okay, so that didn't really bother me. It's how they introduced the story. They called it the Department of Homeland Security shutdown. And then they went to the reporter at the airport who also called it a DHS shutdown. A Department of Homeland Security shutdown? No, it was caused by well-fed politicians in Congress, I think we know who they are, who are refusing to fund the Department of Homeland Security. It is not the Department of Homeland Security shutdown. And this is blatant media phoniness, and it was embarrassing as a journalist to see. Of course, it's being framed as a Trump debacle, but they must have gotten some flack for that. I would think a alert viewer would have, somebody must tell them, if nobody has, it is not the DHS shutdown. And Channel 8, Channel 2, stop smirking. We've given up on you. We had a bad decision from a judge this week. It was almost 3 years. What do you think about this judge that gave the verdict on the fiery crash, that horrible West Plum just east of Hunter Lake Road that seriously injured 3 people? What a nightmare scenario that was. But the judge, this guy, I don't know. I might bring this up after Fox News coming up. I don't really, it would, let me gather my thoughts on this and try to take out the expletives. Anyway, we're here live and local at Western Skies RV. I would personally like to meet you here at South Virginia Street, across the street from Winco. Specials, oh, you better believe it. New 2026 Forest River Vengeance Toy Hauler. The MSRP is $89,761. You get it today for $64,000. That's like $15,000 discount here, $64,991. New models are on the grounds here. Blackwing Toy Hauler from Intech. They have the Haven Travel Trailer from New Camp. New model introductions from Winnebago, Thrive, and Sunflyer. The factory reps are here to point you in the direction of their favorite items and units here. The Cherokee Wolf Pup 2026 is on sale for $16,981. The units all have posted sale prices up to 40% off. We got a break for Fox News, top of the hour. I don't have a clock, Phil. If I'm too early, play some, sing a song, Phil. Sing for us, and that will take us to the top of the hour. I'm John Potter, live and local.
Home means the hills, home means the sage and the pine. Poor guy.
Oh, I didn't know what that was. What the heck is going on? 99.1, 92.3 FM News Talk. Time 9:58.